on the base of Gracious, whatever, another Gansim Halach. The Bala Turim says that base is Bracha, and Aleph is Aror. So that's what Torah starts with, the base. Pele de Gazach, Aleph is Aror. Aleph is Pele Elyon. Aleph is all the highest Madregas. So it's Pele, Aleph is Aror, so it doesn't start with Aror. And what's the best of the Sarasa Dibris? It does start if it's Aror, so the Chal don't start. Zeres Adibris can start with Aro, Kilo, and then Bracious Nish. What's the ganze zach? And also the Kesha Le'ene Kol Yisrael is a Shvir Saluchos. And then Bracious Bar Lekim. What's the Kesha Le'ene Kol Yisrael? Rashi says the Shvir Saluchos. And then Zeres Abrocha. And then you start with Bracious Bar Lekim. What's the vote? Aleph is Aro. Aleph is Oseus Pele. Aleph is the highest Madrigus. Aleph is Ari is Atzilus. And Beis is Bria. So which is higher? Aleph is the higher, most of all.
What do you mean, ICS Pella, meaning the 2 years?
No, the Aleph is the letters. The middle of Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei, is ICS Pella. So it says Pella Elion, it's the Hecht, it's the highest Madrega.
Uh-huh.
So it's Shaykh to Oro, Bechal, it's Shaykh to Oro. And it's a bit, with the Teretz, the Yishleimah, that Aleph Avad is the highest Madrega, but Aleph comes before Base. Base is the Bias. The Bias is the Shmir, the shelter. In other words, the Heilige Torah, Malachim says, Chemda Gnuza. Even in Shemayim, it's a Chemda Gnuza. Even in Shemayim, it's sheltered, it's locked up. It's a Chemda Gnuza, you want to give it down to this world. The word is that the higher, something that's the higher the Kedusha is, the more the Koy Chazara want to gain Achiza, want to chap it, want to gain Achiza on it. So an Aleph that comes before the base, is that if you bring down that Aleph, if you start to that Aleph Avad, you're taking a high, they're taking the highest Madrega, and that can be abused, and that can be made into, see from this week's parasha, that when the higher the Zach is, when it's taken, it's abused, when it's taken wrongly, then it's the worst Klala. Parasha's Noyach, but Koyach was the Hechta Parasha, it's the Parasha of Kabbalah Satoira. B'shagam is Gematria Moshe. It was supposed to be the parasha of Kabbalah Sator. Psadik says that the rain is Torah Shabiksav, and the Tohima, the Mayan that came out of the Tohima, is Torah Shabalpeh. He had this, Noach is the Hechsa Parasha. When you take something that's so high and it's abused, and then it's the biggest Hashchasa. And that's the Hashchasa that's why the Averas here were Aroyas, Levatola, Zara Levatola. All these Averas, whether you take the Hechsa, the biggest Koyachas, and you use it Lera, that's the worst thing. Aleph is the highest Madrega. Or if it's not sheltered, if it's not guarded, if it's not thing properly, so then Avada, the Aleph turns into Aura. Baruch, by very definition, is a base. And another, like Baal Turim says, that a base is Bracha. So that, why is base Bracha? Just because it starts with a base, therefore base is Bracha. Or the answer is that the base is a bias. And the bias makes it Soma Min Ha'ayin. And Eina Bracha Shori El Al Dova Soma Min Ha'ayin. So first you've got to have the shelter. First you've got to have the shelter, and then you can put the Moedik and Madrigas in the shelter. Medrash Tanchuma says in Kisiso that what happened by the Chet Eidel, says the Dibris Rishoinus were given Bepumbi, and therefore Shalat Ba'ayin Hora, and that's what caused the Chet Eidel. Luchashnius, that's more Be'er Hatznei Aleches. That's Mamish the Vot. The Chet Egal was caused by the Kazaser Sadibrus that were given with an Aleph of a Noicheshim Lekecha. It was an Aleph that was given by Faresia. It was Nechlak Lezayin, Leshivim Leshoinus, and it was all by Faresia. Everybody, the whole world, the whole Bria sword, that was given by Faresia. So it was an Aleph that was given without a bias, an Aleph that was given without Atznei Aleches. The Atznei Aleches is, look what it caused. It caused the Chet Egal. That's Le'ein Kol Yisrael. That's the end of Zeis HaBrocha. Straight from there, after Le'ein Kol Yisrael, you go straight to base. Then after Le'ein Kol Yisrael, you have to understand. And then we understand why the Torah has to start with the base. That's the beginning of Bereishis Bara Lekim. Has to start. That's the whole sod of Brocha. That's the whole sod of Baruch and Oro. That's why it says by Bilam. Bilam wanted Oro. He wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. Why didn't he curse Klal Yisrael? Because he saw She'in Pischein Mechavon Ezu Molzu. In other words, he saw that Klal Yisrael has Atznei Aleches. So then he saw that they're only shaykh to bracha. Why? Because he saw Klal Yisrael is a bias. Klal Yisrael is a bias. They're closed. They're sheltered. The whole Indian of tznius, had tznei aleches means because if you got a high madrega, you got to be careful. You got to guard the madrega. You got to put it in the Aron HaKodesh. You got to put the madrega in order to keep it. So when a person is says HaKadosh Baruch Hu about tznei aleches, the oimek is that what he gets from his avodas Hashem is hidden, and it's hidden. So that from there it's only going to be chal de bracha. Or if he's mefarsim what he does, if he does the avodas Hashem without its nei aleches, so then you're giving the koiches, they're going to be abused. That's the bechina de faket. Then you katake could be a high madregas, and the high madregas can turn into an aleph of or. That's the sod. That's why Bereishis begins with a baruch, and that's the sod of Shabbos. During the week, it's called the bechina of everything's bepumbi befaesia. Shabbos is matona toive yeshli bebeis genozai. In other words, all the madregas that a person's masik during the week, when it comes to Shabbos, they get put away in the Beis Genozai. They get put away, and that's why Shabbos is the yom where everything a person did during the week gets stored away. Nothing can be shoyled. The whole inyan of Shabbos is pi kabbalah that the sitrach is not shoyled. The whole aliyas ha'olam is on Shabbos is that the goyim shabbos chayv misa. The goyim shouldn't have a shlita. In other words, Shabbos secures all the madregas, keeps all the madregas secured, closed. That person can't have any shlita, any shlita from it. So that's the bereishis. End of the bria sa'olam starts with the base and it ends with Shabbos. Shabbos is b'derech shbnei adam mitzuyin b'bateim. Rashi says mechakosai. Shabbos is a yimutzuyin b'bateim. Shabbos is a day of atznei aleches. A day of atznei aleches. Shabbos is where all the madregas are sheltered. That's the oimik of parashas noyach that comes after bereishis. That noyach is al shem ayonach b'yom hashviyah. The Hilga Bar Shem Tov says that the Tevas Noyach is the Teva, the words. Teva also means words, also means a box. In other words, just like on a computer, you press a button on a certain thing, and then that's a word, but that opens up. You press Marinayim, suddenly 60 Marinayim Shirom come. In other words, every word has in it, inside it, in a box. Every word has in it all the Oiris and all the Soidus and everything, but it's hidden in the box. That's the vote of Eila Tolhis Noach. The person has to know that the whole Torah Kedoshah only works in a hidden way. So every word, the first word is a bias to teach you that every word of Torah, first letter is base, Bereishis, to teach you that every word Be'etzim is a bias, is a teva. A teva is a box, is a word, and it's all hidden inside. And that's how a person has to learn the Hilga Torah, and that's how a person has to learn the Torah. Choifun about Tznei Aleches, and then it's Chal, Bechina Brach in the Torah. Madregas of Tznei Aleches, that's the Madrega of Tzadik. Midas Tzadik, Midas Ayesod. Right? Midas Ayesod is the mid of Atznei Aleches. As you know, Yosef Tzadik is he was the Tzadik Nista. They all thought he was one thing, but really inside him he was something else completely. So in Mitzrayim, his Oitzrus Taka didn't go off. His Oitzrus was secured. His Oitzrus that he was, because he, that's him. His Madregas have a Shmir. His Madregas have a Shmir, so his Oitzrus also have a Shmir. Yosef Tzadik is the Bechina, Yosef Tzadik is the Bechina of Bayis. That's another mahalach where the Torah starts off with a base. The person has to know that he has to be at Tznei Aleches. The person has to know that all his madrigals he has to open out Tznei Aleches. The person has to know how much licked in every single word of Torah. But the bunch of them gave it in an open out Tznei Aleches. But big madrigals, Aleph and madrigals, that's Chasvashom Shaykh to Oros. We have to learn from the Egal, the Ene Kol Yisrael. That's the word, the Ene Kol Yisrael. Ene Kol Yisrael means it was too public. So he broke it, Ene Kol Yisrael. That was too public. You got to go into the bias, and that's how the Torah starts. Bereishis base, Bereishis Berlikim. That's Bereishis. The ratios of everything is first you have to have a bias, and then you can bring all of that.
You can bring the Aleph along. That's without you have to have the Shmir.
That's right. You have to have the Shmir. And Aleph is the letter that was before the works Aleph base. So therefore, that's what happened. In other words, because it was a Noich Hashem Lekecha, it was given to the whole world. So Zama Drega can be abused.
So what was it? What's the pshat that why he says Aleph means Aref, Ataka means Pela Elyon?
Because Aleph without it means the Aleph without a base. Aleph Be'etzer. In other words, see every Ois is a Bechina of a Yerida that come down to this world. That's mm-hmm. The Oisius. The Kenegad Olam Asiya. Right, the Oisi is Tamim, the Tamim, the Chop, and the Tagin, and the Kudos, that's all connected to Arba Oilamas. Oisi is connected to Oilam Asiya. So the Ois Aleph, in other words, bringing Aleph down into the Oilam Asiya, that's a dangerous thing. That can turn into Oro. So first you have to start with the base. That's every Madrega. A person should try to bring the Madrega into himself, and he should be Shomer. That's all about a Sefer Torah and Shmira. You've got to put it away. Every Madrega in Ruchnis, a person's got to look at it as a Chemda Genuza. Chemda Genuza. And then Faket, then it only has Bracha. That's why Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, all in Yonim in Ruchnis start with the base. That's the whole Taina of the Malachim. The whole Taina of the Malachim is, what do you want to be sending Azar Ore down? It's dangerous. Oh, but I'm giving them a bias, I'm giving them a shelter.